Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Enteen. Still me, even though it's a new year. January 2nd, we begin the week with that on Monday and end on the 8th of January on Sunday. And we have a full moon on Friday the 6th at 16 degrees of Cancer at 6:08 p.m. in Eastern Time. All these will be Eastern Time. And I have recorded a separate podcast for the full moon. There were enough things to say, I think, that it would have been a long add-on, because especially because on Monday, Venus enters Aquarius. She enters Aquarius at 9:09 p.m., so she leaves the realm of practicality and focus on the outer world and traditions, and she's ready to be more unusual and free and independent. And that is what we find with a Venus in Aquarius. I remember many years ago I wrote a book, this was before astrology was really popular, about Venus and Mars. It was co-authored with somebody. And it was published by a publishing house that gave it a really strange title that was so embarrassing to us. And it was called Passion Planets. And we told a lot about the different Venus signs and the Mars signs and how they got together and how it worked. And very interesting. And one of the things that we note when we see Venus in Aquarius is that the nature of friendship is in the sign of Aquarius. You know, we have different relationship houses in the zodiac. And so the greater group, instead of the home family or the romantic partner necessarily, or the partner that you chose, those are some relationship houses, also siblings and in-laws and other kinds of people like that. But then you get around to Aquarius, and so this is the group, and that's where you find your friendships. And so Venus is a friendship energy in Aquarius. It isn't as romantic in its nature, certainly. It's more observing and detached. It can be a lot of fun in that sign, and it can be very humorous in that sign, because that is also a quality of the Uranian surprise aspect. Sometimes people can confuse love and friendship too, you know. So while Venus is moving through Aquarius, or when one has Venus in Aquarius in the chart, other people may think that the friendliness is more than friendship, or vice versa. You know, it may be more than friendship, but isn't seen that way. So it's an interesting place, and Venus certainly does value all the Aquarian attributes of, like, the uniqueness, the inventiveness, as well as, you know, the freedom and the freedom of expression. Venus in Aquarius can also be involved in putting money, which is Venus, also into things that are electronics, which are the Aquarius realm, and also energy of all kinds. So acupuncture treatments, you know, Reiki, all those kinds of things, as well as, you know, the electronics that we use. Get a new phone may come up for you with Venus in Aquarius. Get a new computer or a tablet or whatever. Get that other streaming, station. Anything that's in the electronic realm. So Venus in Aquarius. But Venus in Aquarius is not always predictable and not always dependable, let's say. And so we'll see. And also, people may be talking a lot about the electronic currencies while Venus is in Aquarius. Venus in Aquarius with Uranus in Venus's financial sign of Taurus. Yeah. So it could be a big topic as we start out the year, as Venus is in that air sign. And let's see, when does she shift into Pisces? That would be the 27th of January. She goes into the sign in which she is said to be exalted, and we'll talk about that when we get there. So, all right, and that is, as I said, coming in at 9:09 p.m. on Monday. And while that's happening, the early morning has been, you know, maybe the 2nd of January, you know, a bit of a downer at 7:15 a.m. with a moon square Saturn in Aquarius. But that's quickly over, 15 a.m. in the Eastern time. Many people will still be sleeping, but many will be up and about, and then they can have some good conversations in the next 15 minutes after the square as the trine comes in to Mercury retrograde in Capricorn, 7:30 a.m. So, or there's some plans that you have to reconnect and make sure and confirm, and or, you know, look at a difference in time or where you're meeting, etc. It goes well in those 15 minutes. Moon in Taurus is going to be in sextile to Neptune shortly after that in Pisces at 7:53 a.m. So that's a nice soft energy for your breakfast. And, you know, maybe it's unusual. Maybe you might put on some music, or it's a good time to do your meditation work. If you do that, or you have these rituals, yoga and stuff like that, this is a beautiful aspect for those things. And then, very practical, we move forward as the moon in Taurus goes to trine Pluto in Capricorn until 5:16 p.m. So the first day, once we get past that little square to Saturn, of our work week, if we're back to work, that kind of energy goes well. You know, Moon and Taurus trying Pluto and Capricorn, we can say, hey, you know, I can get in touch with some people and find out some things I need to know. We're in the second quarter phase of the waxing moon, so that's where we want to gather information and get some approvals if we needed approval for something. So that's a good day to initiate that process. And, of course, we remember Mercury is retrograde. We don't forget that. So it's a project that you've already been working on. That's going to be a good day for that. The void, of course, Taurus moon, will change during the time that Venus enters Aquarius. It's still void, of course, and then the moon enters Gemini at 9:44 p.m. on Monday and makes Venus in Aquarius first aspect, which is a trine. Moon in Gemini to Venus in Aquarius, 9:48 p.m. And so that's 4 whole minutes of having a lovely, fun conversation. But then again, it can continue because Moon in Gemini will sextile Jupiter in Aries until 12:37 a.m. on Tuesday. So late night conversations for the East Coast, but not as late night on the West Coast. It's fun. It's upbeat. You feel good. But Tuesday the 3rd, we're going to have Moon join retrograde Mars in Gemini until 2:47 p.m. Now we're irritated. We don't know why exactly yet, but we'll know when the time comes. And there can be lots of, like, kind of crazy stuff going on and commuting and road anytime stuff. I mean, really, happens. It's strange what people will do these days, especially if they're in a hurry, like Mars can be. So once we get past 2:47 p.m., though, everything gets much more stable and structured. Moon in Gemini is going in for a very long time to the trine to Saturn in Aquarius. That will come in Wednesday at 6:54 p.m. In the meantime, during that good cycle that's coming in, Venus in Aquarius sextiles Jupiter in Aries. So we can feel that coming in the evening of the 3rd, and it completes at 4:08 a.m. on Wednesday the 4th. So this is really fun. This is really a time if you have dinner with people, or you know, you just want an adventure, you have some contact electronically with people, it'll be very upbeat. The feeling of being boosted is in this. And just, you know, try not to go overboard if you're like looking at those electronics. And remember your budget or whatever. But after we get into Wednesday again, this is a more practical day for even the moon in Gemini, which is not the most practical of people. It's logical, but it's not always, you know, thinking. It's very flighty, right, sometimes, but not when it's trine Saturn, it isn't. And it's willing to listen and get some good advice. And so that's a good day to look for good advice, Wednesday the 4th until 6:54 p.m. And those electronics that looked so dazzlingly enticing, maybe as you get past the sextile from Venus to Jupiter, as Wednesday goes on, you get a little bit more practical about which one you're going to get. And that's thanks to Saturn in Aquarius, 6:54 p.m. So, however, let's say 7 o'clock, like just before 7 o'clock to 7:08 p.m., there's something not right. Moon square Neptune in Pisces. So, you know, you're better off steering clear of strange things, or there may be a sudden issue with travel. Very short period of time, but it can certainly, the deception can come in fast, can't it? And so can something like a slick road or something like that. Void of course, Gemini moon flies through the night and enters Cancer on Thursday at 9:15 a.m. Eastern. And so we're getting closer to the Friday full moon, because now we've got the sign that the full moon will be in. And the first thing that it's going to do is square Jupiter and Aries at 12:50 p.m. So we may be having some conflicts, you know, people focused on home and cozy, and other people expanded in freedom, and it's all about me. Don't see eye to eye, right? There is a good aspect during this time, which is the Sun in Capricorn's trine to Uranus and Taurus until 11:43 a.m., but that's still a retrograde planet, so we may be looking back over some things that day. But, you know, the energy of the irritation and the possible confrontation of Moon square Jupiter, Cancer to Aries, is in the air, definitely, for the morning. However, once we get past 12:50 p.m., the Moon in Cancer will take a while to get to the sextile to Uranus and Taurus, so this will help bring some of that energy of the Sun's sextile back in the picture. And that will take a long time, as I said. Friday the 6th at 3:30 p.m. is when that will come in. So you've been wondering how to feel more secure. You've been wondering about things to change in the home or the family, and you may come up with some ideas. If you're revisiting them, it won't matter. If you know, you're thinking about them because Mercury is retrograde, is okay with returning to things. Friday the 6th, 6:08 p.m. again, the moon opposes the Sun in Capricorn. And this is our full moon. I have a full podcast on that. And the polarity is always going to be about, you know, our domestic life versus our outer world life, our career versus our family, things like that. And, of course, this is a time when the polarity has our instinctive feeling nature in the cozy, please keep me safe and make me feel secure, Cancer energy. Whereas the outward expression of self wants to be more practical and achieving goals in the world. So this is always the polarity that comes up, and we always have heightened emotions as we get closer to a full moon. It's just the way, you know. Heightened anything, really, especially things that have to do with water. So now we get the moon moving on to oppose Mercury, retrograde Mercury in Capricorn at 8:36 p.m., so it's not a good evening for discussion. So now don't talk about it. Better wait for that next aspect, moon in Cancer trine Neptune in Pisces, which will take you through the night until 7:30 a.m., and if you open your psychic channel, it's going to be delivering information, and maybe you'll find a way to work things out if you need to work things out, either in personal life or in the outer world experience. All right, so Saturday, that is 7:30 a.m., that it completes. The Sun joins Mercury at 7:57 a.m., and as I've mentioned many times and will mention many times again, when the Sun and Mercury are conjoined, it is sometimes hard not to say, I am what I think, and the old I think, therefore I am. An over-identification with what we're thinking or saying can be had at a time like that. But if these are two different people and you're returning to a project, you have a meeting of the minds, you have the meeting of the authority and the action of expression with the thinking. All right, so then it's a little bit easier on everyone. But while that's happening, the moon has gone on to that monthly opposition to Pluto in Capricorn. 5:23 p.m. Saturday. So Saturday is kind of like a down day, you know. There's going to be somebody who's going to need something vastly different than someone else. So, you know, authorities can conflict with your emotional needs, let's say. So we can be happy when we get to the void, of course, at 5:23 p.m. after this is complete on Saturday. And we've got a little time for Cancer Moon to soothe and care for the self until Moon enters Leo at 9:40 p.m. Eastern, and that one's going on to trine Jupiter in Aries. Boy, what a shift in energy that is. I mean, this is like, you know, yay, let's party, you know, and it's Saturday the 7th. Maybe people here have leftover fireworks, you know, from the weekend before. You know, any opportunity to set off a firework is going to be taken with the Moon in Leo trine Jupiter in Aries, because, you know, just because you can. And it's also, you know, a time when people will be more adventurous and want to do things that, you know, may be off the norm. 2 a.m. on Sunday the 8th is when that completes. But if you've gone a little too far, the Moon in Leo is going to have an opposition to Venus in Aquarius until 11:52 a.m. And here you have the loyalty is so important to me, and attention, Moon in Leo, and that Venus, which we described in detail at the beginning, you know, it's like, what's your problem? I'm just flirting with everyone in the room. Why not? I mean, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't. She's not kidding. 11:52 a.m., that's over, and the Moon in Leo gets to feel supported in conversation or in activity as it sextiles Mars retrograde in Gemini until 2:19 p.m. So you've got that little slot in there between 12 and 2 where you've got a kind of a good time and fun. You can have fun. Gemini and Leo love to have fun. So then what happens? Well, you know, Moon and Leo has these uncomfortable aspects that happen in the later degrees of the fixed signs, and here comes one, but not complete until Monday. So from 2:19 p.m. until Monday at 4:02 a.m., the moon in Leo is heading towards the square to Uranus retrograde in Taurus. And that's how we end the week. And that is a big difference of opinion in values and finance and even things like relationship. This is where you might have a moon in Leo that needs more attention and is getting it from more than one person, whereas you have a willful Taurus who is more possessive energy. So you can have variations on things, but you'll definitely have different ways of thinking about money, spending money, definitely. So there you have it. And in the week that will follow, one of our retrograde planets goes direct, and it's Mars on the 12th. So we will be talking a little bit more about Mars next time. So best wishes for your first week of January, and I'll say, and the whole year, I should say, Happy New Year, and I'll say goodbye for now.